listener production.
I'm Katie Williams, and if you're listening to this episode, you probably already want to live a better life. So go out and get started. This is your weekly Better Forward advice, where I give you three tips for solving a health question we're all asking. This episode is how to socialize sober. Now, I'm not going to lie, I love rosé, I love cocktails, and I love a seltzer. I'm not a huge drinker, but I do love sharing drinks with my girlfriends when we get together. But I've also spent a lot of time not drinking. When I was an athlete, I would go months at a time without touching one drink. This is when I was training full time. And now I won't drink for a few weeks or even up to a month when I'm sick or I'm training or I'm really focusing on my career. But it can feel a little uncomfortable when you're in a situation where everyone else around you is drinking and you are not. Alcohol makes us let our guards down a little, which makes socializing a lot easier, especially if you're feeling awkward or if you're meeting new people. But at the same time, you don't want to stop hanging out with your friends because they're drinking and you're not. So if you want to socialize but stay sober, here are three tips to help you. Tip one is tell people. If you're going to an event where drinking is happening, let your friends know that you're not drinking. You don't have to go in a lot of detail if you're not comfortable. Just give them a heads up that you're not drinking that night. If your friends know that you're not drinking, they won't offer you a drink. Well, they shouldn't offer you a drink. And you'll feel a lot more comfortable and confident in your decision. Your friends can also back you up in case other people ask you why you're not drinking. Tip two, choose the right venue. If you're going out somewhere and you know that you're not drinking, check ahead to see if the place you're going to has some good alcohol-free options. Check out their Instagram page to see if they've got an online drinks menu and suggest going to a place that can cater for you. And if you're going to someone's house, take your own non-alcoholic drinks with you. Tip three, change the activity. If all your usual activities involve alcohol, try to do something different. You could go out for a meal where there's a lot less pressure to drink. Or you could do things that don't involve alcohol, like going to the movies or going on a walk. You'll feel a lot more comfortable not drinking if everyone else around you is in the same boat. If you want to try socializing while sober, try this. Tell people, choose the right venue, and change the activity. That's it for this one. I'll be back in your feed on Wednesday chatting with a pro in health, fitness, and wellness about what makes them better for it and how we can learn from them to live our best lives.
Listener.